Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey, North Point, I'm so excited that we get to be together today. We're going to be talking about some things that I really think are going to help you exactly where you are in your life. This has been the year of application for our church. And application really is all about taking what we learn and putting it into practice. The Bible talks about this. It says that we're not just supposed to hear God's words, but we're supposed to actually do them. And we've been settling on this scripture, Romans 12:2, and this is what it says. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And so we've been in this season of messages surrounding our 12 house habits. And we went through the first three, and they were all about relationship. And then we went through the next four, and they're all about transformation. And now we're on the final four that are all about impact. And you know, when you really put relationship and transformation together, it creates a huge impact in our world.
And you know, and the reason that we really have been focusing on these habits, right, is because we have a mission.
That's right.
And we love to say that mission together. Come on, why don't you join us right now? Here at North Point, our mission is creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. And this is just simply our way of rephrasing so many of the commands of Jesus, including what we would call the Great Commission. And here's the thing about the mission is that we didn't devise this mission. We were assigned this mission.
Come on, so good.
The Savior, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ gave us this mission. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus appears to his disciples, right? And he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. Yeah. Here, Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, appears back to his followers, to his disciples, and he gives them this assignment. He gives them this mission. And that's why today, we're talking about our last house habit, which is we stay on mission.
We stay on mission.
And staying on mission really requires us to be focused on living out all of the habits that we've talked about over the last several weeks. Because, you know, we've kind of been saying that our habits are like the pillars.
They are.
They are the pillars that hold up our mission. And if we are all about creating a real Christ-centered, culture-changing life and a Christ-centered, culture-changing community, if that's what we are really all about, then we've got to have the pillars that are strong, that hold up that mission. But here's what I know, Destiny. If our habits are frail, our mission will fail.
Oh, that's so good.
If our habits are frail, our mission is going to fail. So if we are all about this mission and this assignment that did not come from Philip and Destiny, but came from Jesus.
That's right.
If we don't have the habits to hold up that mission, we will never carry out that mission. And so this last house habit, we stay on mission. It really just brings us into focus, showing us the importance of all these other habits, that those habits, they're not a buffet.
No.
Right? We don't get to just pick and choose we like and what our preference is. No. We have to embrace all of these habits.
But, you know, there's things that knock us off mission.
It's so true.
You know, Philip, you and I grew up in the 90s, and there was this show called American Gladiator.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. And you know, there was these people who were normal people who would try to run through this obstacle course.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, it would look and it'd be like, okay, well, I mean, that's going to be tough running here, jumping over this, climbing up this wall. But, you know, they trained, they were in shape. They had their plan. But then there were the gladiators.
That's right.
And there were these huge obstacles that would come in their way and try to knock them off course. And if you didn't know the gladiators were there, if you didn't see them coming, if you weren't aware of them, if you weren't looking for them, you just get knocked over. And of course, we'd all laugh and we'd have a great time.
Absolutely.
But that's the way it is in life, too.
Wow, so good.
If we just look ahead and we go, okay, well, I'm just going to stay on mission. But we aren't aware that there are things that are designed to keep you from loving big, to keep you from leaning in, to keep you from leading out intentionally with focus. There are things that want to knock you off course. You know, the Bible talks about it as the world, the flesh, and the devil. There's trouble that just comes from living in the world. There's trouble that comes from ourselves, just the things that are just messed up in us. But then there really is a trouble that comes from our enemy. The Bible says that he wants to kill and steal and destroy everything that we have. And so we have to be aware that these things are coming, that storms have come, that storms may be in the process of coming, and that they will come again in the future.
That's right.
And we have to be ready to defend against the things that would knock us off mission.
Absolutely. So let's just talk about a few of those things could potentially knock us off our mission. And the first is discouragement. Discouragement. You know, whenever God's people in the Old Testament, Moses has brought them out of Egypt, 400 plus years in bondage. They've been out in the wilderness now for 40 years, and God's getting ready to take his people into the promised land, the land that flows with milk and honey, the land that he had prepared for his people. This is what God says to Joshua, their leader. He says, "This is my command," in Joshua 1, verse 9, "be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God says, hey, I want you to be courageous. I want you to have courage. Don't be discouraged living without courage. You know, just as powerful as a force that courage is, the lack of courage is just as powerful in the opposite direction.
Oh, wow, that's so true.
You know, it's not neutral.
No, it's not neutral.
It's negative.
It's negative.
It's negative ground. And so that's why God says, hey, you've got to be a person of courage. You cannot live discouraged. And this is where the enemy wants you to live. The enemy wants you to live in discouragement. Why? Because whenever you take that word discourage and you take the prefix and you realize that dis means to be apart or away. And then whenever you define courage, courage is defined as the ability to control fear and to be willing to deal with something that is dangerous, difficult, or unpleasant. So think about it. This is where the enemy wants you. He wants you to be apart. He wants you to be away from the courage that you need to live the life that God has called you to live. Because
so
if you're going to live the life that God has called you to live, you know what? You're going to have to be able to control your fear.
It's true.
You're going to have to be willing to face some difficult things. You're going to have to be willing to embrace some discipline.
So
you're
going
to have to be willing to do those things. And so we have to see, and discouragement will really hold me back from the courage I need to move forward and into the life that God really has for me.
Absolutely. And discouragement's coming for each one of us.
Yes.
We have to be ready to react. Distraction. That's another thing that's going to knock you off mission. And in this world, oh man, we live with constant distractions. We're constantly being pulled here and pulled there and told to think this and worry about this. And from social media to 24-hour news to all the ads to everything that is set up in this world to catch your attention. That's really what distraction is it's just a detraction from where your attention should be going. It's taking you off of your mission. And this is what Proverbs tells us and encourages us with in the Message version. Proverbs 4, 25 to 27. Keep your eyes straight ahead Ignore all sideshow distractions. Watch your step, and the road will stretch out smooth before you. Look neither to the right or the left. Leave evil in the dust. What a powerful scripture. Wow. I mean, honestly, this would be a scripture that would be great to print out and to put on your mirror to remind you when you get up in the morning that it's not about comparison. It's not about looking around for a distraction from the pain of the moment you're in. It's about looking straight ahead and staying focused, watching your step. You know, we all know that distracted driving costs people their lives. But distracted parenting costs people their kids. Wow. Distracted marriages cost people their future. Distracted business people don't build solid foundations. And distracted Christians stray off mission. So we have to realize how incredibly this important this really is.
Absolutely. You know, and what I've discovered is that, you know, if the enemy can't discourage you on the mission, if he can't depress you on your mission, then he will do his very best to distract you from the mission.
So good.
If he can't discourage you, he is going to simply try to distract you. And, you know, distraction comes with a few things. I think distraction comes with two things. It comes with many things, but it can come with two things. Distraction can come from distance or difficulty,
right? So good.
Whenever I thought things were going to happen faster,
ooh,
or I thought that things were going to be easier,
ooh,
right? Whenever those things, when it takes too long or it feels too hard, that's when I get distracted.
Come on.
I start looking to the left, and I start looking to the right, and I start looking for answers, and there is no answer. I've got to stay focused, keep my head exactly what it says there in Proverbs, not distracted by the sideshow, right?
Good.
I've got to keep focused on what is in front of me and just taking that next step. And, you know, I think sometimes when we talk about distraction, the traction is always in just taking the next step. And when we get distracted by all the things that are around us, we get paralyzed and we stop just staying with the traction that is going to move us forward. And it's that forward movement. We say all the time, there's a process to progress. You got to take one step if you want to get 10 steps.
Right.
It's the process, and it takes traction to get there. So we cannot live our lives being distracted, looking to the left or looking to the right. No, we have to focus on that next step and take that step to move into everything that God has.
But I just, what you said just so touched my heart, because I think that we have such an intolerance for boredom. And really, we interpret any lack of motion or any pause or any delay as boredom.
That's true.
And instantly, we feel entitled to having a distraction during our boredom. Right? So we go to the doctor's office to wait. We feel entitled that there should be something there that will help us to distract ourselves from the wait. But we don't create that perseverance inside of us when we are constantly seeking out distraction. We create perseverance on the inside of us when we learn how to wait with a good attitude, when we learn how to endure the wait, when we how to endure the hardship, instead of just getting our mind off of it. Instead, we endure it so that the next time that the battle comes, when the lull is over, when the wait is over, we're stronger. We're not tired out from the pursuit of all of the distractions. There's also devastation. Oh, man, this is the thing that comes for us in our lives. You have death, you have loss, you have tragedy, you have pandemic, you have natural disasters, you have all kinds of things that just come out of the blue. And they don't come necessarily because of something that we did. They just come from the fact that we exist in the world. And that devastation when something that you never thought would happen really happens, when you have to deal with the unexpected, it can take your breath. And it can keep you from staying on mission. And you know, this is the truth, is that many people would then excuse you from the mission. They'd say, oh, you've been through too much. You shouldn't, you know, you should just take a step back. You should just walk away. But I've watched over and over and over again that that's not the answer for devastation. That staying on mission will give you the strength to take another step and another step and another step and another step. We know that the thief wants to come and kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
But the Bible also says that Jesus has come to give us life and more abundantly. So running from Jesus, separating ourselves from Jesus, walking away from his community is never the answer for devastation. Mm. Instead, it's to stay on mission, lean in, and continue to do the things that he has called us to do.
Yeah, and so there are those things that will knock us off of our mission. I mean, there is that devastation. There is that disappointment that leans into to discouragement, right? There is that distraction. There are things there that can knock us off mission. But there is one thing that will keep you on mission.
That's right.
And that is decision.
Come on.
Making a decision will help keep you on your mission. I love the scripture in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. It says, "Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do his will. And I know that I will not be put to shame." I have set my face like a stone. I am determined I will do his will. That is a person that has made a decision. And when we look at that word decision, the definition is the act of making up one's mind.
Wow.
There is an act. There is an action. There is an aggressive action, an aggressive act of making up your mind. You know, there's so much power in a decision.
So much power.
So much power in a made up mind. I love what Tony Robbins says. He says, "It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped."
Oh, that's good.
It's in the moments of decision. It's in the moments of you making up your mind that your life is really shaped. Mm. And living on mission requires decision.
Come on.
And not just a one day decision, but a daily decision.
Come on.
I decided back in 2007.
Right.
No. It requires a daily decision. You have to make up your mind every single day. I love this quote from Miles Monroe. He says, "Our life is the sum total of all the decisions we make every day." Think about that. Our life. It is the sum total. It is the collection of all the decisions that we make every single day.
Wow.
And those decisions that we make are determined by our priorities. The decisions that we make are based on the priorities we have. But the priorities we have today are defined and determined by the core values that we have established in our lives. So we see how important these house habits are.
Absolutely.
Because the house habits are nothing more than core values put into action. So these core values are determining our priorities. And our priorities are going to determine the decisions that we make.
Yes.
And the decisions that we make are going to determine the life that we live. We have to come to this conclusion of, okay, these are my values, these are my priorities, but then there's going to be an act of making up my mind and making daily decisions.
But I like what you said about daily.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you talk about that definition of it, the act of making up your mind, I really think about making up your bed.
Mm.
Because it does not matter how many times you have made up your bed. After you sleep in your bed the night before, you still have an opportunity to decide whether or not you're going to make up your bed.
That's right.
And when you wake up in the morning, you have a decision to make every morning. Am I going to make up my mind again?
Yeah.
Now, it gets easier and easier.
Yeah.
You know, people who are in a habit of making up their bed, they start to do it without thinking about
it. That's right. Yeah.
It becomes an automatic decision.
That's right.
It becomes a true habit.
Yep.
They wake up in the morning and they say, "I have decided," and they've already decided.
Mm.
And it's a decision that carries them through. But when you haven't been in that habit and you want to start a new one, it can feel forced. There might be some days that you forget, or that you fall off mission, or whatever it is. And so we can't allow that to discourage us.
Yeah.
We can't allow that to distract us. We can't allow that to devastate us.
Right.
Instead, we just say, like the song says, I have decided to follow Jesus. Yeah. I have decided to follow Jesus. That may look like stumbling sometimes, but I have decided to follow Jesus. And that's the pattern of the scripture. If you look at Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus says to the crowd, if any of you, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me. We can't just follow Jesus any way we want.
Wow.
It costs something. And what it costs is our own way.
Yeah.
And yes, salvation is free. Grace is free. Yeah. All of those things are free. But if you want to follow Jesus, there's a cost. The cost is giving up our own way. So we don't just decide and go off on our own. We decide to follow Jesus the way that he asked us to follow him.
That's right.
In community.
Yeah.
And according to the habits that we find in the Word of God.
Yeah, and then daily.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you got to take it up daily. So what Jesus was letting us know is that you have to make a decision every day.
Every day.
You have to make up your mind today. Now, there is power when you make up your mind every day. But if we are not making up our mind daily to take up our cross, to allow our way to become his way,
right.
If we're not making that decision to follow him, then we are going to find ourselves distancing ourselves from him because it takes a daily decision.
Because it is a relationship, and relationship comes from decision.
Yeah.
The fact that we're in relationship and we've been in relationship for almost 25 years.
That's right.
It came from one decision and then another decision and then another decision and another decision over and over and over again. And we always talk about we are one decision away from not being in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And so it's so important that we understand that decision will keep us on
you know,
mission.
And I think that's so good because, you know, whenever you stand at the altar or, you know, today you stand on the beach or wherever you stand to say your vows, you know, and whenever you say, I do, that's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's just that is the beginning of a decision to say, I do.
Yeah.
I will.
Absolutely.
For the rest of our lives. And that's really where relationship is.
Yeah.
And so we realize that relationship does come from a decision. So even when we begin to look back at these house habits and we go back into our relational habits, I decided to live on. I have decided to live on.
Yes.
I have decided not to quit.
Yes.
And I have decided to stay focused on the next generation. I have decided to love big.
It's true.
Right? I have decided that love will drive me.
Come on.
Even into the most difficult of places. I have decided. I have made up my mind. I have decided to protect unity. I'm not going to gossip or slander, but I will protect what Jesus prayed for.
So good.
In John 17, he prayed that there would be perfect unity, right? I am going to do whatever it takes to give Jesus what he prayed for. I have decided I will protect unity, and I have decided to honor consistently.
That's right.
I don't honor people based upon who they are.
That's right.
I honor others based upon who I've decided that I'm going to be, and I'm going to be a person of honor. So therefore, I'm going to honor others. I'm going to make sure that I'm honoring those that are around me. This is where relationship comes from, but it always comes from a decision. It's a daily decision.
Yeah.
I didn't decide to protect unity 7 years ago, and I'm protecting unity today. No, that's a today decision.
Right.
I didn't decide I was just going to honor people consistently 10 years ago, and I'm still doing it today because of what I decided.
Right.
No, there was a moment where there was a decision
made,
but then I have to make that decision to love big and to live on. And out of that decision, that's where relationship really flourishes.
Absolutely. And not only does relationship depend on decision and come from decision, but transformation comes from decision. We are not transformed in a day. We are transformed day by day.
Yes.
And by decision after decision after decision, as we follow Jesus, our lives are transformed. As he begins to change the way that we think, we are transformed. And so with our habits, I have decided to lean in.
Yeah.
I've decided to lean in. Instead of leaning back and just watching my life pass by, I've decided to lean in. I've decided to put myself in a posture to grow and become and be transformed. I've decided to grow intentionally.
Yeah.
I've decided that that is going to be a priority in my life.
Yeah.
That I am going to go ahead and go through that process. I'm going to take full ownership. I'm going to have that mindset of growth and maturity. I've decided to embrace discipline.
Ooh, come on.
But that's so incredibly helpful, because when you're confronted with a moment of do I embrace discipline? Do I submit to discipline? Do I put myself in an environment of discipline? You go, no, I've already decided. I've decided that discipline is what it's going to take to move me along in my process of transformation. And so I'm going to embrace it. And I have decided, to practice honesty.
Yeah.
I've decided to tell the truth to the best of my ability.
Yes.
To begin to be honest with myself, to be honest with others, and to learn how that looks. But no matter which way you look, it takes a decision.
Absolutely. So relationship takes a decision, transformation takes a decision, and then now in these last four habits, impact requires us to make a decision. And I have decided to lead out. I've decided to lead out. Why? Because I am a leader and leaders go first.
Come on, that's so good.
If you're watching, you are leading. Say, oh, no, I'm not leading. No, you are a leader because you lead the most important person that you will ever lead every single day, and that is yourself.
And there's always someone who's taking their cue from you.
Yes.
There's always somebody who is looking to you to see how they should respond or what's really going on in the room.
So that leading out, it requires a decision.
It does.
I have decided to give generously because God has given so generously to me, and I want to be like God. I want to give generously like he has given to me. And then I have decided to cheer enthusiastically. Life is more fun whenever you are cheering for and celebrating other people.
Come on.
I've decided this is the way that I am going to live. I will live a life of enthusiasm, and I will live a life of cheering for those around me. And then finally, I have decided to stay on mission.
Come on.
I have decided to live my life to carry out the mission and the assignment that God has given me. The mission that we read in Matthew 28, that mission is my mission. It wasn't just John and James and Peter and the disciples' mission. No, that mission is my mission. And I have decided that I will stay on mission.
So this is the question. Have you decided? Have you decided? Because yes, it's a journey, but it starts with a decision. When you stand at the altar, you make a decision to spend your life with someone, and you don't realize that what you're doing is committing to spend tomorrow and the next day and the next day, because you don't give your life to Christ all in a moment. You give it to him one day at a time. It's a decision. Have you decided? Have you settled in your heart that you want to live on mission? Because it's incredibly hard to stay on mission if you haven't actually decided yet whether or not you even want to live on mission.
Wow.
And don't be deceived. It will cost you something. It will cost you your own way. You will have to give that up. Pick up your cross, just like Jesus said, and follow him daily. It's the best decision you could ever make in your life. Not just for eternity, but for right now, for this moment. He's offering you relationship. He's offering you transformation. He's offering you purpose in the form of impacting the world around you.
Yes.
But if you want to stay on mission, it starts with a decision to live on mission.
You know, that's so good, babe. And I'm just thinking about Jesus and the fact that Jesus gave us the promise of eternal life. There's nothing that we could do to earn that. No. Jesus said, if you put your faith, hope, and trust in me and what I have done for you, then you will spend eternity in heaven with my Father. He gave us the promise of eternal life, but he gave us the possibility of abundant life.
That's beautiful.
He gave us the possibility to have an abundant life. He gave us the chance that we might live a life to the full until it overflows. But you're not going to get that just from saying one prayer.
Oh, come on. That's so
good. Or having one moment of decision. No, the possibility of abundant life is whenever you make these decisions every single day, when you decide to walk with him, when you decide to allow him to change the way you think, when you decide to allow him to transform your life, when you decide, I will be a person that lives by these habits. And when we begin to live that way, we begin to experience a supernatural transformation.
Beautiful.
We begin to experience the possibility, what Jesus made possible for us. We get to see it in the form of abundant life.
Beautiful.
In our life. Well, we're closing out all of our messages this year with a lead acrostic, because it's important in this year of application that we lead ourselves well.
Yes.
So that we can lead others well. And it's all about learn, evaluate, apply, and do it again.
Absolutely.
That is our acrostic. So today, what is our learn? What is our takeaway? And it's simply this: living on mission requires a decision.
It's true.
Living on mission requires a decision, and that decision must be made every day.
Absolutely. And our evaluation is, have you really decided to live your life on mission with Christ?
Yeah.
Have you really decided? Just be honest. I'm not asking you if you've gone to church your whole life.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you even if you've committed to Christ and you're going to heaven. I'm asking you if you've decided to live your life day by day on mission with Christ. I encourage you to get somewhere and make that evaluation this week. To think about it. Is that really what I want? Is that really what I have decided to do? Because I love Jesus's question.
Yeah.
He said, if any of you want to be my followers,
right?
If any of you want,
there has
to be something on the inside of us that wants to make that decision.
Yeah.
It's clear what we have to do if we want that.
Yeah.
But we have to ask, is this something that I really want in my life? And then the application. If you want that, if you really want to live on mission, whether you've decided a million times or this is your very first time,
yes,
make that decision or recommitment today.
Wow.
Make that decision or recommitment today. I know as we have been studying this and preparing to preach, it's been a question for me again. Destiny, are you willing?
Yes.
Do you want to continue to follow Jesus? And I want to make that decision again today.
Yeah.
That following him is the way that I want to live my life.
And then the D of the acrostic is, it's never been more applicable than it is to this message. And that is simply do it again. Do it again tomorrow and the next day. Just do it daily. And declare that decision.
Yes.
Right. Declare it out loud every day. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to live on. I have decided to love big. I have decided to protect unity. I have decided to honor consistently.
I have decided
to lean in. I have decided to grow intentionally. I have decided to practice honesty. I have decided to embrace discipline. I have decided to lead out. I have decided to give generously. I have decided to cheer enthusiastically. I have decided to stay on mission. Declare that out loud over your life every single day, and I promise you, it will begin to impact your life every single day as well. Will you pray with us today? Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are good and that you are faithful. God, we thank you that there is a promise. There is a promise of eternal life for those that choose to put their faith, hope, and trust in your Son, Jesus Christ, in his work on the cross, in his work in resurrection. And so, Father, we say right now, we choose you. Maybe right now, maybe you're making that decision for the very first time and you're saying in your heart, I need relationship with God. I need the forgiveness of my sins. I need a fresh start. I need a new beginning. I need Jesus in my life. Or maybe you're saying that for multiple times. You've done it over and over, but you know this is your moment. And you're saying, I want to recommit myself to relationship with him right now. Just tell God right where you are. Just say, God, that's me. I need you. Forgive my sins. Put me on the path to everlasting life. Father, we thank you today that your word is powerful and your word is true and your word is transforming us. That the truth really does set us free and propel us into the life that you created for us to live. So God, I ask that you would lead us and guide us, that we might live out this house habit, that we would stay on mission, this mission that you have given us, and that we would live that mission all the days of our life. Lord. If that's the life that you want to live, come on, just whisper to God right now. Say, God, that's me. God, I want to live my life on mission. I want to live my life to declare your gospel. I want to live my life to make disciples. I want to live my life for your purpose and for your glory. I want to live on mission. God, we thank you for that. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. And next week,
yes,
brand new series.
Come on.
We're going to be kicking off this summer doing an entire series entitled Jesus. It's going to be an awesome journey through the Gospels, and I can't wait for you to go on that journey with us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.